Exercise 2, page 106.
Good evening, listeners. Tonight our guest is aerospace engineer Mark Watts, who has come to talk to us about the possibility of life in our solar system. So, Mark, are we sharing our solar system with aliens?
Well, we don't know for sure, which is why we are preparing a mission to go and take a closer look. For years now, NASA have been investigating a certain area and are now planning a mission to go and find out more.
Where do you think the alien life forms might be?
Well, the largest planet in our solar system is Jupiter, and it has many moons orbiting it. One of these moons is called Europa, and it is this moon that will be investigated. Scientists currently believe that the moon has a crust of ice around it, and underneath an ocean. If there is liquid water on the planet, then perhaps it can support life.
This sounds very exciting. So how will we find out if there are aliens living there?
Well, the mission is still in its very early stages. So far, proposals suggest that a mission called Europa Clipper will go ahead in about 10 years. This mission will fly a space probe to the moon that will gather information from the surface and below. The probe should be able to take photographs, as well as use a variety of scientific instruments to study the moon's ice shell and the ocean underneath. Research carried out last year not only confirmed the existence of an ocean, but also events of water vapor erupting from the ice on the south pole of the moon. This could mean that the moon has a hot core inside it, just like planet Earth, which is another reason why we might find alien life there.
It sounds like a big mission. How long is it likely to take, and how much will it cost?
It really depends on how long the research will take. In terms of a timescale, perhaps we can hope to carry out a mission in around 2025. Then it will take even more time to analyze the findings. Cost of the research and mission is also unknown. But the $15 million allocated in 2015 to NASA by the American government is enough to do some basic research and experimentation. However, that money will only account for a small portion of the mission's total cost.
That sounds incredibly expensive, but very exciting. Thank you very much, Mark, for coming to speak to us about the upcoming research. Who knows? Maybe we can finally find out whether or not we have alien neighbours.